Live. It's a Q&A edition, very special. We have not done this where I'm just gonna take some time today, may not be as long as normal, but strictly answering all of your questions. Life, love, happiness, dating, diet, fashion, poop, tubis, whatever. Whatever you can imagine, I will answer it. So you can drop them in the chat. I polled ahead of time a lot of the questions that you guys submitted through Instagram, on the Facebook group, on Cute Servitus Facebook group. I asked you for questions. So I polled a bunch already. And then if we have time and you guys have some good ones that I haven't gotten to, then we can maybe look through the chat and answer some of those. How are we doing? I'm a little bit exhausted. So the reason we're doing this is because... we had two lives already, pretty back-to-back. They were on Taylor Swift, and so that is what the news is still. And I told you that I didn't even know if we would do a live if there was nothing in the news still besides Taylor Swift stuff, which there isn't. The update on that is that it's looking like almost definitely there is going to be a Tortured Poets Department little era added to the Eras Tour for this European leg. So lucky for them. I hate them all. I'm so upset that I'll be missing out on that. But looks like that is the case. And then Taylor went on a little couple trip with Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid and Travis, which is super cute. And if I could be a fly on the wall, I would have loved that. So that's all there is that's new, which is why we're doing a Q&A. I'm just going to answer questions from you so that we're still doing a live, but it's a little different because I'm not doing pop culture news. Obviously, every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, as long as I'm not traveling or something, we do a live where I go over the top pop culture news of the day. So for the whiners who say, when are we going to get pop culture again? I don't know what to tell you. I've never stopped doing pop culture. It's just different. It's just longer. Honestly, you're getting more pop culture than I ever did with politics because that was a 5-minute episode every day. Whereas this is an hour long, sometimes more than an hour long weekly where I'm going over the pop culture news. So it's like, I don't know what you want from me. I don't know what you guys want from me. It never ends. Somebody's always mad. Somebody's always happy. It's never good enough. Whatever. Tomato, tomato. Let's get to questions. Thumbs up this video. Please subscribe to Real Alex Clark on YouTube, please. Tomorrow, I'm going to be releasing another vlog. This one is a little come with me to the farmer's market on a Saturday vlog. So you get to experience that. You can look for that on the YouTube tomorrow, which is why you should be subscribed. Because besides my spillover episodes, besides my pop culture, going into that every deep dives on Fridays with the live shows. If for those that are like, well, I like the 5-minute politics episodes. Guess what? I post 3 1-minute shorts a day. So you have those that are short form content. And then I have these other random things where I do vlogs or other videos. So you know what? There's plenty of stuff. First question. Favorite pure enjoyment follows on social media right now. My favorite two influencers to follow are Arielle Lori and Mari Llewellyn, two of my favorite podcasters. Arielle is The Blonde Files and Mari is The Pursuit of Wellness. So two of my favorite podcasts, two of my favorite wellness like influencer girlies to follow. Okay, we're just getting right into it, I guess. Thoughts on Mark Driscoll? Boy, you guys just really are like throw me to the wolves immediately, don't you? Okay, Mark Driscoll is a pastor. And my response is I think you should listen to the Rise and Fall of Mars Hill podcast, which is about his church in Seattle that he abandoned before starting a new church in Scottsdale, which is where I live. I think he is one of the most entertaining and compelling speakers and pastors, which is why I think it makes it really easy to ignore a lot of the behind the scenes problems that he has going on that have followed him for years when it comes to pastoring churches. Okay, what does that mean, Alex? Well, he refuses to have elders and any accountability, which is right there. That will tell you a lot of biblical issues. I personally know and am friends with a lot of people who were blocked by him on social media just for leaving the church. They were ostracized by current members of the church just for leaving. No one is allowed to question him, anything that he does or says. Another thing I will say is that he associates with and promotes a lot of other churches and pastors that are super problematic and sketchy, to say the least, unbiblical, to say the worst. But yeah, listen to the rise and fall of Mars Hill. That basically says all of it. I went to Trinity Church in Scottsdale for several months 5 years ago when I first moved here, and I realized that there were some culty things going on, so I left, and now I go to Shepherd's House, which is Costi Hinn's church. That's that. How can married couples better care for singles? Okay, me personally, I would just like to be invited to things. I would just like to be invited. I'm alone a lot because everybody I know and friends with is married with kids. So unless I'm going out with like party friends, I just end up doing nothing, which is super isolating. I'd rather go to an event with kids than be by myself all the time watching TV every weekend. So I think a lot of married people think that their single friends wouldn't want to come, but I'm telling you that we do. How is my dad? So my dad has cancer, brain cancer, for those who don't know, glioblastoma. They remove the tumor, but there are always like tiny microscopic parts that they can't get, unfortunately. So it's not like it's removing the tumor. The brain tumor is like a one and done thing, and now he's just healed. He's also had multiple heart attacks. He has type 2 diabetes, so his health has been really poor for a long time. He just finished his first round of the chemo pill and radiation successfully, which is good. Really awesome. He didn't have too many side effects with that first round of the chemo pill and stuff, besides like he has zero appetite. He doesn't want to eat anything, and no food. When he does eat, it doesn't taste good to him. Like, it all tastes bad. Like, his taste buds are messed up, I guess. So he's just getting thinner and thinner. His personality seems to be pretty back to normal from what I can tell, which is a relief because that was personally the hardest thing for me. And just seeing him like just not, it's just like not the dad that I know, which is really difficult. And I think a lot of that was obviously because he had a brain tumor. So like he was saying things that were strange. Like he said a lot of like out of character, hurtful things to me that were strange. But now, I mean, I just visited like a couple weekends ago, and like he seemed to me completely himself and normal. And so that was really nice. And I will say, you know, obviously God can do a miracle. Maybe he's got 5 years left. Maybe he's 10 years left. Maybe he's tons more time. But, you know, the doctors still say about 18 months. So I'm just trying to squeeze in as much time as I can with him periodically throughout the year when I can go home and, you know, just be praying, obviously, that he'll be healed and also that he would have a heart change to want to completely change his diet, you know, because he's only 56, but I can't force someone to do that. And the thing is that like processed food is an addiction. So it's more addictive than cocaine. And so I just try to love him where he's at. And he's done some baby steps, which is like he switched his Orange Fanta Pop to Olipop, which I was really proud of him for. I told him I was happy about that. And I don't know that he's still doing it, hopefully, but, you know, at least for a little bit he was doing that. And I told him that was good. But he's, you know, able to start for several months. He couldn't drive or anything. And now he can drive himself and go places. So I know that he still goes to fast food and whatever multiple times a day. And that's just, you know, I can't, it's like they're an adult. It's the same thing with like a smoker or an alcoholic. If they want the food, if they want the item, they're going to get it. And so you just have to like pray for a mind change and a heart change, because I think that if he were to make those changes, he could buy himself some more time for sure. So that is the update on my dad. Thoughts on Candace becoming Catholic? What is her next move? I mean, I'm not surprised that she became Catholic. I pretty much figured, because her husband is a devout Catholic. So I think that's pretty typical. If you have somebody that's like not really anything, but you have a spouse who really is, you know, similar to like Jordan Peterson right now, I would not be surprised at all if he ends up converting to Catholicism, because his wife just did. So I just think that's kind of the way that it goes. As far as next moves, I don't really know what that means. I don't know if you mean like her career or her faith or what. Obviously, faith-wise, I don't know that there is a next move beyond that. But career-wise, I mean, she's speaking at YWLS, and I think she's probably strategizing where her next platform is going to be and who that's going to be with. Maybe it'll be Patrick Bet-David. They seem to be friends. So that's, I mean, I'm not close with Candace at all. She doesn't follow me on anything. We've met a few times. She's mentioned me on her podcast before when she's disagreed with me. So it's not like I don't have any personal relationship with her to know, like, definitively everything. Anytime I talk about Candace and like her moves or different things, like, it's all speculative and I don't know her personally. What is the biggest thing that I've changed my mind on in the last 10 years? Okay. Food and fertility treatments. So previously I always told myself, if I'm not married with kids by 30, I'm going to be freezing my eggs, or I'll use IVF if I ever have like problems conceiving. I never saw anything wrong with surrogacy at all. Now I know I would not use any of those things if I was struggling to have kids. I would adopt, or I would just not have kids. Like, if it was just God's will for me not to get pregnant, then I don't believe in usurping that and trying to go about it my own way, because I think there's way too many ethical, there's too many ethical problems. Like, you know, the great thing is obviously you get a child, but then it's like, but at what cost? Like, you know, because you have such a high chance of miscarrying, not all the embryos will take. Then you're promoting an industry that destroys a bunch of embryos and believes in gender selection and all of these different things. So to me, it doesn't outweigh, this is a personal thing. And there's a lot of Christian conservatives that would say, no, it's worth it for me. You know, I committed to using all my embryos. That's fine. I think that if you're going to do it, then that would be the way you'd have to go. And if you end up having 20 kids because you have 20 embryos and they all take, then you got to, I think the pro-life way is to commit to having 20 kids. And I also don't agree with, I don't want my kids on ice forever and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's morally right. So I would say those are the biggest things that I've changed my mind on. And it was really Katie Faust, who's been on The Spillover twice. She's who changed my mind. And she also was just announced the last 2 days that she's going to be a speaker at YWLS too. So it's just going to be like tons of hot topics, like super spicy stuff, the entire conference, and all speakers for the most part, like 99% picked by me. So it's going to be good. Do you have any seed oil cheat meals or snacks that you indulge in? Okay. Sometimes I am eating seed oils or processed food if I am going to somebody's house or I'm going to a restaurant out to eat. There's very, very few, like, there's probably 2 seed oil-free restaurants in the entire city of Phoenix, you know, and that's I live in a huge area, and there's like probably 2. I can go to True Food Kitchen or Chop Shop, I think. They actually still may use seed oils. But they use organic food and they have gluten-free options. So it's like, there's just really not enough. If you are a restaurateur, please invent some more seed oil chains. It's just so frustrating. So anyway, yeah, it's inevitable. I mean, if I'm going to a nice restaurant, which if I do go, I don't do fast food or anything. So like, I'm not going to McDonald's or Chick-fil-A. But if I am going out to eat and it's a nice sit-down place, then I will usually, when they say, is there any allergies at the table, which a nice restaurant always asks that, then what I say is, yes, I have a seed oil allergy. So I will ask them, please, you know, if you're cooking up my steak or my seafood or whatever it is I'm ordering, I will say, it can only be cooked in beef tallow, olive oil, or butter. That's what I tell them. And they always accommodate, which is nice. Now, usually even in a nice restaurant, that means you can't have French fries unless they're saying we use duck fat or something, which is very few and far between. But, you know, occasionally you'll get a win like that. But for the most part, then I just don't order fried food. You know, I'm not getting coconut shrimp or something that's fried because they're probably using seed oils. But if you're ordering salmon or steak or rainbow trout or something, usually you can say cook it in butter or olive oil. But, you know, if I'm going to my grandparents' house, my, you know, 80-something-year-old grandma's house, I'm not going to be like, I'm not eating any of this because she's making something with canola oil in it. Like, it's not going to kill you to literally, you know how people always say, like, in moderation. The problem is that nobody's actually eating this stuff in moderation, because to them, they're like, once a week, Chick-fil-A is in moderation, but it's not. That is accumulating so fast. And all these little things, your salad dressings, all of this crap has seed oils in it. So you're not eating in moderation. But, you know, this is like, I never eat that stuff ever anymore. Like, I've quit for the last year. So when I was in Indiana a couple weekends ago, like, we went to some barbecue place and I knew they were cooking in seed oils, and I did order a Mr. Pibb, and that was the second Dr. Pepper that I have had since, you know, or Mr. Pibb, Dr. Pepper, whatever. It's all, you know, that type of a soft drink. That was the second one that I've had since the new year, like since January. So it's like I am truly having it occasionally in moderation, whereas I just don't think other people are. So that's where I would be like, well, you're not. So, you know, but I did do that. I indulged in that. When I'm at my parents' house, and more direct, like my mom, we were trying to look at like different things to make for dinner. And I was like going through her cabinet and like all she had was like GMO corn. None of it was organic. And I was like, I'm not eating that because it's my own mom. Would I say that to like a friend or my grandparents? No. You know what I mean? Or like my small group leader, if she were going to make like a snack or something, I'm not going to be like that. But like to my own mom, I can kind of be more like direct about that kind of stuff. And it's not going to hurt her feelings. I am snatched today. I feel like I look like a boy because my hair is back in a clip. I know. But thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I feel like I look kind of pale and stuff, but it is what it is. I didn't put any fake lashes on today. I just didn't feel like it. I actually overslept. So, but anyway, all the snack items that I have in my apartment are seed oil free. So I don't buy anything like that. Like I have Hue chocolate, I have Masa chips, I have Rosie's chips, I have some like grass-fed beef sticks, I have cans of like wild-caught smoked salmon, which is like a good snack sometimes, especially when you need a little protein. I like some the Simple Mills crunchy chocolate chip cookies. I have Alex ice cream, A-L-E-C-S. I have some brand of this like cherry little chocolates in my fridge. I can't think of what it's called. It's BTR or something. It's like initials. That's what I have. Yogurt. But see, I'm actually like breaking a rule because I'm not supposed to be having any milk products, but whatever. We'll get to that. Besides Taylor Swift, what other artists or bands do you listen to the most? Lainey is my favorite band. I love Coldplay. I have since I was in middle school. I really like Olivia Rodrigo. I like John Mayer. I like Tate McRae. I'm a pop girly. I do like Kacey Musgraves. I like Morgan Wallen. He's like the one like country person I really like. But, you know, just for the haters, again, I don't ever see anybody complaining about Christians listening to someone like Morgan Wallen, who has swear words and drinks and talks about drinking alcohol and being drunk and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's no crazy petitions or viral reels about Morgan Wallen. But I won't go into that because I did enough on my story yesterday. Do you use all non-toxic beauty and skincare? No. Some things, yes. When I have found alternatives that I like, then yes, like my Olivia body wash, my InnerSense shampoo and conditioner, my Salt and Stone deodorant I really love. But there are certain things that just work so well. I have to wear a ton of makeup for my job. It just is what it is. Like I have Kosas foundation, which is non-toxic. I do like, that's what I'm wearing. That's the foundation that I use. There are some products from Ilia, and that's a non-toxic brand. That's great. I'm a lot more anal about the food that I eat than the beauty stuff or skincare stuff. Skincare, definitely don't use anything non-toxic. I use all toxic skincare because I need the freaking chemicals. I need what's actually going to work. I'm so sorry, but it just is what it is. I can't, you know, just use like remnants of a pineapple on my face and like expect some good results, especially if I can't use Botox. Would you consider a home birth? Absolutely what I want to do if I can help it. If one day I live, you know, an hour from the nearest hospital, no. But if everything is looking good and if I ever get married, I definitely, that's my plan. That's my first choice is to have a home birth, all natural birth. Next week's spillover episode, by the way, is a home birth episode. Becca says, I'm part of a book club that meets monthly. What should we read next? Okay. I've been telling everybody that will listen to me to read The Women by Kristen Hanna. I got Brett Cooper to read it. She was like, oh my gosh, Alex Clark was right, which duh. But everyone needs to read this book. It's a fictional story. It's a love story about a nurse working during the Vietnam War, and it is incredible. I would bet money that this is going to be adapted into a movie. Most Kristen Hanna books are adapted into TV shows or movies like Firefly Lane and The Nightingale, which is they're making a movie of The Nightingale, which is one of the best books ever. Another historical fiction about two sisters during World War II when the Nazis occupy France. And it is one of the best books ever. Are you going to interview House and Habit on The Spillover? Yes, I am. I'm going to be doing a live interview on stage in front of a live audience, which has never been done at YWLS. So you better be coming. We are already at 70% capacity. So you really need to get your tickets now, which I told you was going to happen once we start announcing more of these names, because the lineup is the best it's ever been. And not even all the names have been announced yet. We also have a ton of breakout speakers that aren't going to be posted like on social media, but you'll get an email about it. But like Heidi St. John is going to do a breakout. Francie Winslow of Heaven in Your Home podcast is going to do a breakout on biblical sex. Francie Hakes, who I've interviewed. She's a true crime podcaster. She's a former state and federal prosecutor who specializes in crimes against children. She's doing a breakout session, and then some other people that I can't remember, but like, it's going to be incredible. Incredible. Yeah, Heidi St. John's going to do a breakout on homeschool. I can't remember if I already said that. So you are going to want to be at this. So you can go to YWLS2024.com. Use code Alex to get 25% off your general admission ticket. All ages. Do I have information on when Evie Magazine is going to drop their physical 2024 edition? 2023? No, I have no idea. I don't know any of that. But I'm sure you could tweet at Evie or comment on their post and ask them, and they'll answer or DM them. How much has all of your testing and supplements cost you on your health journey? I don't know. I don't keep track of it, but I'm going to guess like a couple grand. Are you still single? Yes. Are you still going to have a Catholic apologist on the podcast? Okay. I would love to do a debate, but I have not been able to get like two well-known, respected people that would agree to do it. If it happens, I would love to moderate it, but I also just, I don't even know that it's on brand at this point for me to do it. It's like, you know, I kind of just feel like I want to leave all the like heavy duty theological stuff to Allie, because she does that better than me and we share so much audience. I know that she debated Trent Horn or something recently. I think it was behind a paywall. So, you know, if you are really wanting to hear a Protestant versus Catholic debate, then you should watch that, because I'm pretty sure she did that. I think I saw that. So I'm not saying I never will. It hasn't happened. Like, I don't know, no, you know, emails have gone unanswered, or like, it just hasn't happened. So anyway, or a lot of people are like, yeah, I'll come on by myself, but I don't want to do a debate. So, you know, what can you do? Do you have your baby names picked out, and are they traditional or trendy? Okay. I have a note in my phone that I routinely add names to that I like. My favorite top boy and girl names are neither trendy or traditional. They're weird. They're item names. That's the hint I'll give you. Like, it's a thing, but a name. It's a thing as a name. So my best friend Lauren hates my names. She thinks they're super strange and ugly. Her kids all have traditional names, which I don't like traditional names. My best friend Nicole, her kids' names are Arrow, Navy, Story, and Canyon, and she loves my name. So I think that's a good frame of reference for you. Lauren is traditional name. She thinks my names are super weird. She's like, I wouldn't be caught dead naming my kids that. And then my friend Nicole is like, I love it. You should do it. So that's kind of gives you a little taste. What is going on with you and Botox and filler? This is like everybody's favorite question to ask me. I don't know why this is like such an obsessive question over the last few years. Is this or Taylor Swift? How can you support Taylor Swift as a Christian and a conservative? Why do you like her music? It's just like so stupid of a question. But then also like, what's going on with Botox and filler? Okay. It has been. And also I love the gotcha of like, I refuse to listen to you about any health stuff because look at you, how much filler you have in your lips, which is laughable because I haven't gotten filler in like over 2 years. Dumb. You look dumb. You look dumb. I have not gotten any filler in over 2 years. Also, most of it is faded. I have probably a teeny, teeny, tiny bit. Fading pretty fast. And I have not gotten Botox since August. I think that was the last time. And I'm not sure that I can ever get it again because it creates this serious autoimmune response in me now. So I'm looking into some alternatives like Xeomin and Frownies. Some people said that they thought that I could handle Xeomin, which is like Botox, but it's not Botox. But it's something else you get injected. So we will see. How many kids do I want? No limit. As many little booger turds as God gives me. I really wanted like 4 or 5, but every day it kind of seems like my dream is becoming less and less possible because the older that I get, the more time is running out to have that many. So, you know, it just makes me sad to talk about. Will you vaccinate your kids? Absolutely not. Not even one. Do you have any siblings? Yes. I have one brother who is 3 years younger than me, but we do not talk. We do not have a relationship and haven't really ever. And we haven't even spoken besides like a couple times because of my dad's stuff in like over 5 years. Do you like anyone? I have a crush on someone, but that's it right now. Who is your closest friend in the conservative commentator space? I talk to Ali Stuckey quite a bit. I really like Morgan Zegers. Morgan McMichael is my closest friend at Turning Point. I wouldn't say we're close, but friendly. I like Ashley St. Clair, Lauren Southern. Mary from Pop Culture Crisis is super sweet. Deborah Lee. I don't know if anyone knows who that is, but I really like her. I really love Savannah Hernandez and Sydney Watson. I talk to them occasionally. I visit Savannah whenever I'm in Austin. She's been a really sweet friend, and I've gotten to know through her, I've gotten to know Ashley St. Clair and Sydney Watson more. So that's been fun. And once in a blue moon, we kind of text or talk. Who are my least favorite conservative commentators in the movement? Well, I mean, I'm not going to name names, but some of you have already figured it out, so I can't say more than that, but some of you know. How have you been feeling since going to Dr. Flynn? Have you really noticed any difference? Yes. I mean, I'm not perfect. There's still a lot more to go, but I have – I think there was definitely, I mean, we know that there was some serious like deficiencies like vitamin D and different things. I think getting those back on track, I am feeling improved. My joint pain has basically gone away completely. I was really starting to freak out. I thought I had arthritis or something. It was so severe. It was so horrible. It was horrible. Like I wanted to cry all the time. It was so bad. And that's pretty much gone. So yeah, there has been improvements. My biggest struggle is I just haven't been able to completely cut out a few minor food items on my allergy test list. Like, I just can't cut out milk. I just can't. And I, like, when I'm wanting something, a snack, like a cracker or a chip or a cookie or something, like, or chocolate even, like a lot of them, they have coconut, some sort of like coconut oil or something in it, like or like a protein bar has like coconut in it to like, you know, hold everything together. And coconut was on my food allergy list of like something I need to avoid. But it's like, it's too hard. Like I just feel so frustrated. Like it just makes everything impossible. So I haven't been 100% perfect on that. Show recommendations recently. I think you should watch Baby Reindeer, not with kids around. Oh, my word. That is such a crazy – I almost, like, gave up because it was so freaking disturbing and, like, dark, but, like, in a gross way. Like, there was so much, like, LGBTQ crap in it and stuff that I didn't like, and I don't like any shows like that. So I was watching it, and honestly, I watched a couple episodes. I was like, I'm turning this off. But then I Googled it, and then I found out it was a true story. So then it was worth it to me to keep watching because the whole thing is so insane. Like, you can't believe it's real that I was like, I'll keep watching it even though, like, a lot of the stuff grosses me out. But there is sexual assault. There is rape. There is stalking. There's, you know, physical abuse and a bunch of horrible things. But it's, like, it's worth it just because it's just, like, what an insane story. If it's a true story, I'll watch anything. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll watch anything because it's, like, it's true. I want to know. So I would watch Baby Reindeer on Netflix, but definitely not with kids. And not if you're, like, you have a, like, easy, like, you are very sensitive and you can't handle, like, dark themes. Don't watch it. So those are the questions that I pulled. And that's pretty much it. I can read a few from the chat here. I just found out that men are obsessed with women who wear milkmaid dresses. What do you think about that? Yeah, that's allegedly what, yeah, they're into. Greatest piece of life advice I've been given? I don't know. I don't know that I've been, I don't know that I hate that question. I don't know that I can think of like the greatest life. I honestly don't think I've ever been given life advice, to be completely honest with you. Like the most life advice I've gotten is through like learning things through the people I interview on my podcast. But that was just not something growing up. I don't feel like my parents ever gave me like life advice. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I've ever gotten any. Weekend plans. I might go to the farmer's market tomorrow because I just interviewed somebody and her episode is not going to come out for probably several months. She's probably going to be a late summer episode, but I just interviewed her today before this and she had an amazing radish suggestion. And so radishes, which you'll find out in my farmer's market vlog tomorrow morning, radishes are like my number one vegetable right now. Like I'm just obsessed with anything and all things radishes. It's just really random and weird. Peter Rabbit era. So she had a suggestion for something. And so I kind of want to go pick up some fresh local radishes tomorrow morning to do this snack. Biggest conspiracy theory I 100% believe. I 100% believe that the Bush-Reagan administration played a part in abducting this kid from Des Moines, Iowa, named Johnny Gosch when he was 12 years old in 1982, and that he was raped in the White House. That's my biggest conspiracy theory, I believe. And I did an amazing interview. I told the whole story, the Johnny Gosch true crime story, on the Best Case, Worst Case podcast with Jim Clementi and Francie Hakes like years ago. And so you can Google Alex Clark, Best Case, Worst Case podcast, Johnny Gosch. It'll pop up. It's like a two-part podcast. I did two. And Francie Hakes is the girl. She's going to be doing like a whole true crime breakout session at YWS. So. Mocktail is, of course, my sleepy time Clark in the Dark mocktail, which I feel like I did it first and then it became trendy and then everybody was like, my tart cherry juice mocktail. I never get credit. Let me tell you something. 99% of stuff that you see, especially in the conservative movement, I did first. I started first. Politics was the first pop culture show in the conservative movement. Like basically everything I talk about, health and wellness, absolutely no one was doing health and wellness, cared about big food, big pharma, none of it. No one was talking about birth control until I started doing that a little over two years ago. I started posting about all the birth control stuff and then everybody was talking about that and now it's all big food and everything. No one cared about any of this till I did it. But see, then people that have bigger platforms than me, they start talking about it and then they get the credit. So it's just like, it's been my whole life. It was it was this way with Crime Junkie. It's just like literally, it's like I'm cursed. Everything I do it and then I get barely any traction and then somebody else will do the same thing and then they get like millions of subs and like, you know, they blow up and get like a $2 million deal with some media company to like do podcasts on the subject. It's just incredible. It's honestly like a joke at this point. Like Lauren, my best friend, will text me about it and be like, you're cursed. Like I have the curse. Do you ever talk to producer Abigail? No. I don't know what my favorite type of wedding dress is, but I will say this. Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy posted her wedding photos this week. I loved her wedding dress. I do not like, to be honest with you, like it's something that you say, like, you know, a girl shows you her wedding dress and like I would say 90% of the time, like it's just, it doesn't do it for me. Like it's fine. She looked pretty, I guess, but it's like, it's just a wedding dress. It is very few and far between that I am wowed. And as far as famous wedding dresses go, I think Sadie Robinson from Duck Dynasty, her wedding dress is a wow for me. And I think Alex Cooper's wedding dress that she posted this week is a wow for me. And everyone else is just like background noise. Like I just never am impressed. Never am impressed. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a Swiftie are you? 20,000. Would I ever consider doing an interview with Sarah Dawn Moore? I have no idea who that is. Someone says they'd name a girl Cashmere. I think that's adorable. I love that. You should do it. What do I say about holistic dentistry? What about root canals? Don't get them if you can help it at all. Is holistic dentistry too expensive? Yeah, it is more expensive because it's not covered under insurance. So, I understand not everybody can do it. So if you can't and you got to stick with a dentist that's on your insurance plan, when they give you the option of like, you know, x-rays every 2 weeks and I'm over-exaggerating, but when they want to do constant x-rays, when they want to do fluoride everything, I would be telling them, no, please, no, thank you. You know, whatever the least amount of x-rays I can get by with, I'd like to do. Like, then you need to try to do what you can with that. But if you can afford it, go to a holistic dentist. Yeah, I think it is worth it. Especially if I would do a holistic dentist if you have cavity, if you need to get an old mercury filling out, if you need to have a root canal, you know, or you want to avoid it, or you want to like go and clean out where you've had a root canal to be safe. If you're being told you need crowns and stuff, I would go to a holistic dentist for a second opinion. What style am I currently following fashion wise? I don't know. I just do my own thing. I just like what I like. I kind of like the Adam Sandler style, but the thing is that men don't, so. Would I be down to voice act for a animated series? Yeah, that would be my dream. Maybe Daily Wire will reach out and offer me to voice for a cartoon. It would be like literally one on my bucket list, dream come true. I've always wanted to my whole life since I was a child. I love watching like documentaries of voiceover artists. It's just like if I could have any talent, I think it would be to like do different voices, which I don't have that talent. So when I want to do voice acting for a cartoon, it'd have to be my own voice. Maybe I could throw it a little bit so it's like kind of talking like this, or
you know, I'm pretty good at like doing a low voice. This is about as much as my talent can do.
So anyway, I think we did it, folks. 45 minutes worth. I think that's probably a good Q&A. So, go listen to the Grace Price interview that came out on The Spillover and watch her little 25-minute documentary on Twitter. She is so cool. She's a senior in high school, and she is, like, going all in, connecting big food to the rise in cancer for young people and just, like, calling out all this stuff. She is, like, genius-level smart, so well-spoken. It was such a cool episode, and I asked her what, you know, since she's so into big food as a teenager, I'm like, what do you eat? You know, what are your favorite snack brands and stuff like that? It was really fun. And her interview or her documentary is so great. So I would watch that. And then next week I've got the home birth episode coming out. So there you go. All right. Thank you. Thumbs up this video. And anything that was a surprise to you that I said, discuss in the Cute Servatives Facebook group. You should join that. But also, we're not going to let you in if you don't answer the question. So many of you will try to join Cute Servatives on Facebook, but then you don't answer the security questions. And then I decline all of you. You're not getting in. Like, you have to answer all of those and answer them correctly. So love you. Toodles.